Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us Chris Pajak. He's a certified natural health professional. He's also an educator and trainer for the Green Gorilla CBD Oil Company. And Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very good, Mike. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. There's a lot of new information out about the CBD oil, and we have chosen your company as one of the leading companies for a really high quality CBD oil. And the company, the history behind the company is very, very interesting. Chris, can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Sure. My pleasure. Green Gorilla has been in business a little over a year. They're relatively new to the arena, and they're based in L.A.
Most companies are fairly new. I think, you know, there's a lot of new products coming out, and we've been trying to muddle through all of it because, as you know, I vet everything. And so we're always trying to look for the very best companies. And you've brought us a number of really phenomenal products. I know the old Genicol, we still sell that. And the cod liver oil, what's the name of that company? Give you a little plug here.
Green Pasture.
Green Pasture.
Fermented cod liver oil, raw butter oil.
And it is awesome. I know we had a show on that. If anybody wants to go back and listen to the podcast at www.merryman.com, click on my little picture, Mike on the Radio, and you can go and listen to that. So the Green Pasture cod liver, fermented cod liver oil is just awesome. But today we're going to talk about the CBD oil, and most of the companies are relatively new. So what makes your company a little more special than some of the others?
Well, it's all about absorption. Well, first and foremost, it's about quality and absorption.
Yes.
And Mike, you know as well as I, just because something says a certain amount on the back of a bottle as far as milligrams I use, etc., we have to look at how much are we actually absorbing. With Green Gorilla, first and foremost, it's pharmaceutical grade. Now, that may not sound good to your listeners, but it actually is. Pharmaceutical grade means no excipients, no binders, no fillers, pure. The CBD, cannabidiol, which we'll get into maybe a little bit further, not maybe we will, is a molecule found in the hemp plant that does wondrous things for the human body. And this CBD from Green Gorilla comes from Denmark.
Oh, and wow. Okay.
Correct.
Where the windmills, all the windmills are.
It is eco-certified organic. Now, so your listeners are aware, that is even harder to obtain than USDA-certified organic.
Wow.
You have to go through rigorous things, and it means a lot to be such. So they're eco-certified organic.
So that's a European standard?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
In fact, it meets the European Union standards for certified organic.
Oh, wow.
Eco-certification.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the CBD molecule is extracted by a proprietary process, but they do use, with which a very few CBD companies do, supercritical extract, which is a cold extraction.
With
cold
the carbon dioxide. Yeah, I think most of our listeners are familiar with that. We've talked about that before. That's the new, I always say new high tech, but it's been around for a while. They use it in brew making and coffee making. It was developed in the food industry, but it comes in real handy in the nutraceutical industry because you can take a botanical and extract all the gorgeous resins and volatiles at a low temperature and really get pretty much the compound, the actual almost a copy image of everything that's in there, fresh and undamaged.
And Mike, you said it, undamaged, and the key is no nutrition degradation.
Right, and no dangerous chemicals or anything. We're talking carbon dioxide. That's what we breathe out, so it's definitely not a problem.
Yes, yes. So there's only a selected few companies that do this in this arena, this particular CBD arena. And some CBD companies are using alcohol. They saturate the CBD with alcohol, and to get rid of the alcohol, they heat it,
so
it evaporates.
Yeah, that's
now,
not
you
good.
And I know that's not a good thing because, again, that involves nutrition degradation. It's all about real live food, real live nutrition that the body recognizes and can process properly and in turn reap the benefits of it medicinally. So they also do, with this supercritical extraction, The only thing I can state, because it's proprietary, it's exactly that. It's a little more of a proprietary process when it comes to the extraction. Then they do a 5-step filtration process that is also proprietary.
Okay.
And the end result is a smaller CBD molecule and a lighter CBD molecule in weight.
I bet it's more bioavailable.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I know with the supercritical extraction, usually they don't ever, and I've done a lot of research with that. The big secret is the magic temperature that they get the most volatiles with.
Low temperature, that's the key.
Yeah, and there's a certain temperature that works well with a certain botanical and, you know, certain amount of CO2 and all of this, and they keep all of that quiet. But the basic process is just, it's really interesting because it's like the fourth state of matter. So that you're taking a gas that turns into a liquid in a vacuum, and it just pulls all the gorgeous resins out. So not only that, but you're looking for a smaller molecule too, you said?
Yes, and that's the key. It's all about, like I mentioned earlier, absorption.
Okay.
And the CD molecule, the body can utilize in its natural state, but not utilize as much as we would like it to.
Right.
So what Green Gorilla has done, just to reiterate, is they've taken the CBD molecule and made it smaller in molecular size and lighter in molecular weight. That's the end result. So thus, as you have said, it increases the bioavailability. The body, the body sucks it in. So the absorption is phenomenal.
But it's still natural. It's still not really something like a new synthetic compound or anything
correct.
Like that.
No.
Now,
that's
I've also been told, and I've been doing a lot of research and talking to a lot of manufacturers, there are different cannabinoids. So I know we sell another company's product, the Queen City, and they're more of a holistic, but yours is more purified. Explain the reasons behind that and why you're doing that.
Well, you are correct. This winds up being, from Green Gorilla, the CBD, it's 90, when they're done with their proprietary process, the 5-step filtration process, it winds up being 99.7% pure, just CBD, just cannabidiol.
Okay.
And
that's the most active compound anyway that we're seeing.
Yes.
Okay.
And the other 0.3%, as you said, you mentioned it earlier, are other cannabinoids.
Okay.
But they're basically insignificant when it comes to Green Gorilla.
Okay.
And the reason, in fact, I approached the company on this, and the response was a good response. Most of the research, and I'm sure you agree, Mike, is done on CBD, cannabidiol.
Right.
And just probably, you know, this is just a guesstimate, of educated guesstimate, around 2 handfuls, there's not much, research done on other cannabinoids. And half of that research, approximately half of that research, is negative. So they decided not to get involved with other cannabinoids, but they don't know what the future holds. As more information does become available, more research, more clinical trials on the other cannabinoids, then if it's positive, a lot of positive info, it has to be for them, then they will strongly consider having full spectrum instead of what they're doing now.
So they'll advance the product if the science shows in the clinical trials and everything that are being done on this, and it's all fairly new. I don't know why this didn't happen years and years ago. I think, you know, there was a kind of a push against hemp and that whole family. And, of course, now people are realizing the benefits of even the medical marijuana. Now, we're not talking that. We're talking the cannabis, is it sativa that we're talking about? And there's a cannabis indicus, which is the one with the narcotic effect and THC. We're talking a different species, although they came from the same species. But
correct. They both came originally from cannabis sativa L.
Okay.
Full term.
Okay.
And they are, it's kind of semantics. They're very close in genetics. They're slightly different. And we know the marijuana plant has purposely been bred, and for many, many years, to have high amounts of THC, which you mentioned, which is the molecule that causes the psychoactive effects. And now the hemp plant, which is as close to a natural cannabis sativa L plant.
Right, and they get really tall, too, I hear.
Correct. Now, both have been manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
They have been. But the hemp plant is as close to nature as you can get without being totally made by nature itself.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay.
So now the hemp plant is going back to the marijuana plant, as we said, is very high in THC, but very low in CBD, cannabidiol. The hemp plant is the reverse. It's very low in CBD by the way it's, you know, made, and then very high in CBD.
Okay, well, and I know there's a lot of healing properties in the cannabidiol. And, you know, again, I think that's what, in the nutritional health industry, that's what we're focused on. We're not really focused on, you know, a narcotic effect or anything. And again, there are individuals that it's very beneficial for if they've got a lot of pain and so forth. But I do know that the CBD oil, even though it doesn't have the narcotic effect, it is extremely beneficial for pain and helping pain. But before we get into all of the benefits, because that'll finish the show up. I mean, there's so much with this. I want to talk a little bit about dosage. And it gets kind of confusing for people. And I want you can explain it really well, I think. Again, you know, we're looking at an extract here, a supercritically extracted cannabidiol, which is the main compound that has all the push. Very similar to, and I know my listeners will be interested in this, you know, we've talked about the curcumin extract from the turmeric, and that is the pigment extract. That's the part of the turmeric root that does all the good. And there's actually a couple compounds in the turmeric root that are inflammatory. So they've pulled away the most effective compounds and potentized those and made those bioavailable. It sounds like the exact same thing is going on with your company with the CBD oil. Now, dosage. Explain all of that, because I've had people come in and, you know, again, the American way of thinking is more is better. But now you're telling me something different. You're saying less is more. So explain all of that and then explain the different dosages on your different product lines.
Well, first and foremost, we have an endocannabinoid system.
That means internal, right?
Correct. Endo meaning internal. And cannabinoid, the body, cannabinoids, the body is producing its own cannabinoids.
Okay.
And one in particular is called anandamide, and that is a neurotransmitter. And this was discovered back in 1992, so it's relatively new, by a French scientist by the name of Raphael Macalom, if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly.
Man, you've got all your data down. You've done a lot of study. Because this is the stuff I was reading, but I didn't memorize it. You did, so that's cool. That's why I like talking to the trainers and the educators, because they really know their stuff. Now, I bet you don't know what the next winning lottery ticket number is, but you know.
Well, that's the next radio interview.
Okay.
But
hello, everybody.
Listen to that.
Yeah, we just picked up about 1,000 new listeners on that one. So. Okay, well, go ahead with this information on how it was all discovered.
Sure. So regarding dosage, now, everyone, I believe, in this country, unless they have been taking specifically green, you know, CBD, specifically green gorilla, their endocannabinoid system is deficient.
Oh, like
the
vitamin D.
The body requires cannabinoids from plants to continue to feed itself to make this system run up to par. And that's not occurring.
Well, aren't cannabinoids found in other botanicals too? Not just specifically the cannabis sativa. Because I've been reading about, you know, there's another company that has some holistic products, and they have, I think it's CCHP extraction formulation, where they're pulling cannabinoids actually from other botanicals, and they don't even have to worry about the confusion with the, you know, the legality and the medical marijuana and all of that, because it's not even coming from a cannabis species.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So
you mentioned it a little earlier that less is more, and that's how I sell or educate people about Green Gorilla's CBD.
Okay.
And I say that because it doesn't take much to activate the endocannabinoid system, because again, we are deficient in cannabinoids, and the reason we are deficient again is we're not eating the way we're meant to eat. And like you know as well as I, we're deficient in so many components.
Oh, I know. No, the fresh fruits and vegetables, but the thing is our food supply is depleted in the essential minerals because of our farming practices. Nothing against farmers, but it's just the way things have kind of turned out. We don't replenish the soil, and we're not getting the fresh, natural, holistic food supply that we really should be getting.
Correct, the way nature intended.
Right, right.
And actually, as a side note, and I believe I have mentioned this in one of the other interviews you and I have done, the number one cause of every single health issue in this country is nutrient deficiencies. So here we go again.
Amen.
The endocannabinoid
Amen.
System is deficient in cannabinoids. So when the endocannabinoid system is deficient in the proper cannabinoids, then it gets all out of whack.
Okay.
It becomes all imbalanced, and our homeostasis is way off.
That's the natural balance of the body. Right.
Correct.
And it's kind of like when you're dehydrated. You get all
yes.
– and in fact, it's – and I remember the book on water by Herb Joyner Bay, Dr. Herb Joyner Bay from Bastyr. He was stating that, you know, he couldn't make a claim that water causes all these diseases, you know, like dehydration, which leads to heart issues and all of that. So it's kind of interesting when we are deficient in something, it can lead to a lot of other
yes.
chronic and acute disease and illness.
Correct. And that's why we believe in the CBD industry, a lot of these issues, I call them so-called diseases, but, you know, they have to be labeled as a disease by the medical community for a drug to come out, as a side note.
Right.
But all these major health issues, minor and major, are occurring because of this endocannabinoid system being deficient.
Well, you know, a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D and they have a lot of issues. I've had people
yes.
come to the store with skin issues or with, you know, diabetes or something. And I don't want to get too far off on our CBD oil subject today, but just as an example, a lot of times all people need to do is supplement with vitamin D and all of a sudden their eczema or psoriasis clears up. I've seen it time and time again. Or maybe, you know, with the extra vitamin D, their blood sugar, their diabetes gets better. Or actually, I've had seen a few customers, with particularly with type 2, where just supplementing with the D has been of great, great benefit. They really got off a lot of their meds or all of them, and it's just been really exciting. So we're seeing something here that, you know, again, I think it's we need this, obviously. And I think it's something very, very important. So tell us a little bit again about the dosages here. So we've
sure.
got something that's
sure.
very bioavailable that fits into our system. You've done a purification, really targeting, instead of, you know, dumping the whole, you know, tree and everything on somebody, you know, we're getting the fruit from the tree. So what's going on here now with this dosage thing? Less is more.
Correct. Less is more. So Green Gorilla has different strengths, and the lowest strength is 150 milligrams. That's for the whole bottle, the
okay.
total amount.
Okay, so let's stop,
the serving size
stop.
Is 5 pumps
okay.
under
let's,
the tongue.
Let's stop real quick here.
Okay.
That 150 milligrams is for the whole bottle. So how much is in
yes.
the, and you have a pump. So
yes.
one pump is what, 1 milligram?
Correct. Of this 150 milligram bottle.
Okay, and well, I didn't mean to interrupt you, and
no,
I think
okay.
we've got
yeah.
a little bit of a bad connection, so I apologize, and I'm sure you would too, if we're
yes.
not real smooth here today. we had a big thunderstorm, and I think there's water in the lines or something, or maybe the satellite got crooked. I don't know. Anyway.
Who knows? Something
Who knows? You're over in across the world, and I'm here in the United States, and it's the lag time, right? Yeah, I've gone through that too. But anyway, so you talked about a pump under the tongue.
Correct.
Now, that's sublingual. That's like a homeopathic. Explain
yes.
that.
Well, just to backtrack a little, so the serving size is 5 pumps.
Okay,
and
5 milligrams.
1 milligram of CBD per pump, so
okay.
obviously the total is 5.
Okay.
And you are correct. You let this sit under the tongue for 30 seconds. And the reason is you want the skin in that area to be saturated, and you have that sublingual effect, just like sublingual B12, which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are aware of or use.
Sure.
And it gets into the body much more efficiently than if you were to put it on the tongue, top of the tongue, or just squirt it in the mouth and swallow. So it's very much, I don't want to say mandatory, but just about mandatory, that they let it sit under the tongue for 30 seconds and then swallow. Now,
Chris, I'll tell you what, I'm using the product, and I'm using this exact product that you're talking about. I'm using the lemon flavor, and we'll talk about the different flavors and what they do and the aspects on those. But I put it under my tongue, and I just try to hold it under there for as long as I can. And
yes, let it come in contact with the back of the
tongue. Yeah.
Back of the tongue underneath there, the skin.
And slowly swallow or whatever. And I usually do it the last thing before I leave because I don't want to be brushing my teeth or anything like that. I want to leave that in my mouth. Now, every now and then I get a customer that has a minor complaint about the, I think, and it's in a really good olive oil, and we'll talk about that too. Yes. I don't want to forget about that. But sometimes they'll say it bothers their throat or whatever. Is there a detox going on maybe with that?
Actually, no, it's the olive oil, and that's a good thing.
Okay.
It may not sound like it is, but it is.
Explain the olive oil.
Okay, just to hit on that, the CBD is infused into extra virgin organic olive oil.
Okay.
And the reason, you need some type of carrier for the body to utilize it even better. Now,
okay,
a lot of companies in this arena are using sunflower oil or inferior oils, but olive oil, you and I know, as well,
oh, yeah,
as I'm sure many of your listeners, if not all, that it is, most people, if not all, are receptive to it. It's bioavailable for people. And people use it.
It has a bunch of, the olive oil itself has benefits. You could almost take the product just for this super quality olive oil.
The reason the burning, it's like a burning sensation is felt in the back of the throat or in the throat, is because you know that means you have an olive oil that has high amounts of polyphenols.
Okay.
And polyphenols are your antioxidants. They do wondrous things in the body.
Right.
And just like grapes. Just for example, we know grapes, purple grapes especially, are high in polyphenols.
Okay.
And those are antioxidants. Now, that is the reason they're using the olive oil also, not only for as a carrier, but also for medicinal purposes. You're getting 1,800 milligrams of extra virgin organic olive oil with high polyphenols because for the medicinal purposes also.
Okay, yeah. And again, I no, we can't make a claim here, but I would think it would be even good for a sore throat because of the antioxidant power and everything. And the olive oil is so good for you. So, okay, we're taking a 1 milligram pump. You can do it recommended on the bottle,
correct,
or dosage recommended as 5 milligrams for the effect. And you're holding it under the tongue and swallowing it. And you may, and I don't even encounter it, but I've just had a few customers say that it kind of tickled or felt different in their throat. Okay, so
that's
you got this thing. Yeah, and it's a good thing. So you've got this dosage, you've taken it. I don't get an immediate effect, although
most people do, Mike.
Yeah, that's, I know they
cool
do
thing.
I know. Maybe it's because I'm pickled with herbs and nothing really affects me as much. But I know the next day I really felt a lot better, and if I continue to use it, and I like to use it in the morning. Sometimes I know I vaped one time, and that's where you inhale it, and I did get a little bit of a stimulatory effect. So I think, you know, if you get any effect from it immediate, it would be a little stimulatory or uplifting. So you're taking this dosage. Now, you have other dosages. So this is, and again, less is more, because we talked about how this fills that. We have a little, our tanks, or you know, our water's a little bit low in our car, and you top it off, and it helps to cool the car. And I think we've encountered that. If it gets too low, your car, the pump doesn't pump the fluid around. You just get it above that, and then things start working again. We've seen that with other products like vitamin D and the curcumin compounds and so forth. So you get the levels up to a good level. You start getting the benefits. Now, why do you have higher dosages? I've heard this is also good, and I've seen it. I've got customers that have maybe a severe chronic illness. So let's go through all the different dosages and the flavors real quick here.
They also have a 600 milligram,
okay,
a 1500,
okay,
and a 3000.
And that would, 3000 would be 20 milligrams per pump.
Correct.
That's
gives
a
you
lot.
100 total for 5 pumps, which is very, very high.
Right, and it's probably expensive. I'm thinking, I looked it up, I think it was like $300 for a bottle or around there, a little over that maybe. But then again, if you're trying to get some benefit for seizures or Parkinson's or something like that, you may want to try it. You may want to talk to your qualified healthcare practitioner and see if it's something that's going to work for you. And you have flavors. You got lemon and natural. Do you have any other flavors?
Mint.
And mint.
The lemon is organic lemon oil.
Okay.
And the mint is organic peppermint oil.
Now, I've heard that the mint, the peppermint, actually kind of opens up your circulation, being mint, being a sensitizer. So the mint is maybe makes it a little more bioavailable?
We can't say that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll say it. So anyway, so the mint's something. I like the lemon better, but the mint's good too. Now, we're going to run out of time if we don't start jumping on all the things that this is good for.
Okay.
Now, the endocannabinoid system kind of mediates what we call your systemic or overall body health health. So it's good for your brain, your nervous system, your heart and lung, bone and muscle, immune system, digestive system, your kidneys, your liver and spleen, your endocrine glands, which would include your thyroid, fatty tissue, blood vessels, blood cells, lymph cells. Now, it regulates, the system regulates pain, motivation and reward, appetite, inflammation, thermoregulation, eye pressure. I've seen, I don't know if this is going to be something they're going to use for glaucoma, but this is something you may want to look into. We'll research it more, talk to your doctor. Muscle control, sensation, energy, metabolism, mood, stress response. Now, I have had a lot of customers that have come in, and we are today totally stressed out. We have little aches and pains. We have inflammation. But the big thing that I'm seeing this product, particularly your product, or the product that you're representing and educating and training individuals on, it's really good for stress.
Yes, and anxiety.
Okay.
And depression. And
okay.
I will tell you, Mike, the less is more thinking again. I've done many presentations and demos, and I'm not going to say all, but the majority of people, consumers I have done it on, have said the 150 milligram uh-huh. with just 5 pumps under the tongue, 30-second swallow, within 10 to 30 minutes, some sooner, notice a phenomenal positive difference in anxiety and also stress and depression. I had one woman that told me, and I want to share this with your listeners. This was a few months back. I was demoing at a store, and this young lady came in, and she told me, I've had anxiety for 20 years. So I gave her the 150 milligram, and she sprayed, I actually sprayed 5 pumps on a spoon. She put it in her mouth, put it under her tongue for 30 seconds, swallowed, and I said, please do me a favor, walk the store, do your shopping, what else you have to get for 10 minutes, come back and see me. Well, she did. And she said, remember I told you I had anxiety for 20 years right now? None. It's gone.
Whoa.
And that's honest to goodness truth.
That is
now,
awesome. Hey, Chris, I'll tell you what. Go ahead. We're going to run out of time, so real quickly here, buddy.
The effects last on the average around 8 to 10 hours.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
So once, but that just helped her right away. Once she would saturate her system, you know, day after day, everyone's different internally, but hopefully within 3, 4, or 5 days, she would notice her body balancing back almost.
That's what I noticed.
Anxiety.
Yeah, and it may be good even for, and you're not saying this, but it may even be good for like a little panic attack or something. Hey, Chris,
yes,
we are out of time. This has been wonderful. You've
Thank
given
you
us
so
a
much,
lot
Mike.
Of good technical information, and I really appreciate your time and your training.
Thank you.
And
Thank
you have a wonderful life.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, everyone.
All right.
Thank you, Mike.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Earth.